Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Nelvin Huff, who is the commander of the Price Post 3 of the American Legion. And a lot of stuff is happening with the American Legion. In fact, they are getting set to celebrate their 99th birthday. Nelvin, first off, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you for taking the time to stop by the studio.
I appreciate your letting me come in and do this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is very interesting. First off, when I say 99th birthday, I mean, this started back in 1919. But as far as the Price Post 3 American Legion and its references to Price, Utah, what are we looking at as far as a time frame there?
We were incorporated in October of, 1923 mm-hmm. and sanctioned by the state. And we are chartered members. Post number 3, we missed getting post number 1 by 3 hours, or we would be number 1 post in the state. And that went to Lehigh. So, but we have a real good program here in Price, and we are here to serve the community.
Well, tell me about American Legion first off, its members, what it actually stands for as representing here in Price Post 3. And again, you mentioned you were a couple of hours away from getting Post 1, but what exactly is the American Legion for those who are unaware?
It is developed for a majority of veterans and serviced country, also sports, youth and enthusiasm, and also into the boys state, girls state programs at Weber University, which teaches them a little bit about what the government is all about, from the top down to the bottom to the city level. And we are involved in American Legion baseball. We are involved in parades, and mostly I lost my voice. Mostly, we are here to serve the veterans and their service people, whether they're American Legion members or not. We do annually about 40 military funerals a year, and we do anywhere from Sunnyside to Green River to help Emory American Legion out there, because their members are getting to the point where it's hard for them to handle weapons anymore, because of their ages. So we try to supplement them a little bit also. But mainly I just wanted to get it across about 99 years.
It's a long time.
Yes.
It's a very long time.
This started in March of 1919 with a group in the Paris peace talks. And the fall of 1919, in November, was when they were sanctioned and authorized, and we are the only service group that is recognized by Congress and affiliated with through their programs, which, like I say, started in 1919. That's when they were incorporated. So,
how many members do you guys have right now within Price Post 3?
We have 122 members, mm-hmm. and our average age is in the mid-70s to early 80s, we are trying to recruit newer members, younger members, to participate with our military honor groups and also different programs that we are involved in. And I encourage the young men, because anyone after 1990 is available to be enrolled into the American Legion, because it is a wartime type service organization. By wartime, that means Vietnam, Korea, now, and after 1990, we've got the Gulf, we've got Iraq, we've got, now it's nationwide, worldwide. So any conflict that's involved in right now makes a member eligible, whether they have actually been into the combat zone or not.
If somebody wants to find some more information on becoming a member of Price Post 3, what's the best way to go about doing so?
They can contact me by calling me at 435-650-0049. We have meetings on the first and third Thursday of each month at our post at 27 North, 100 West here in Price in the evening hour of 7 o'clock. And that's twice a month we meet. Our annual dues are $35, and it doesn't increase very much over the years. So being eligible, come in and visit with us. Come down and try us out and see what you think.
You guys definitely have your hand in the community. I mean, we're going to see you guys provide color guards for the parades, school graduations, any other activities that require flag ceremonies. And, of course, sports is a big deal. I mean, American Legion Baseball is a very, very big deal. And we have two well-established programs here in the local area with Price and Helper. And you guys have a hand in that as well.
Yes, we do. We support and encourage the boys to get out and play the ball and enjoy themselves. This is what it's all about. And we have not had a team yet go to nationals, but I would love to see one.
Close. We've gone to regionals. Helper's gone to regionals.
Yeah. Helper's taken region quite a few times.
Yeah.
I played for Helper many, many years ago.
It's a great tradition.
Yes, it is.
I hope that people understand the rich history that American Legion Baseball has. I enjoy it because we're taking kids from Emory County and Carbon County, and we're teaming up together, kind of forming an all-star team between the two counties, which I think is phenomenal. It's entertaining baseball.
Definitely, definitely. And Price, at one time, did have an American Legion team that spanned about 30 years. And then all of a sudden, in the 50s, it dropped out due to lack of membership. And Willie has been very supportive of helping us get this Legion started back. And I think they're going into their sixth year this year of the Price American Legion team being reformed.
Yeah.
And he encourages the boys to really get out and enjoy it and have fun.
Now, as far as some of the other activities go with that, again, we're talking about 99 years. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about 100 years.
Right.
And I'm sure you guys have a lot planned for that 100 year, I would assume.
We are going to try to have some open houses at our office there at 27 North, 100 West. It'll be announced over the radio and through the papers when this is going to become available. It'll be open to the public to come down and have some coffee and try to have some sandwiches or something set up. And we're going to try to do this at least twice this year because they want us to try to keep the American Legion every month doing something active, whether it be with the schools or whatever with the cities and even in the county. We're talking about doing something in September, and this is going to be coordinated through the Chamber of Commerce and also the county commissioners. They're going to be involved in this. But we haven't got the details on it complete yet, but as soon as we do, we'll get it publicized.
Well, definitely looking forward to that. Neldon, before I let you go, anything else you would like to add?
No, I just encourage people to, if you see a veteran, shake his hand and thank him.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Neldon, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. It's definitely unique. It's interesting stuff. American Legion Price Post 3 and the American Legion getting set to celebrate 100 years. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Neldon, I definitely appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.